Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have audio here of Phil Rivers. And did you know that it's Philip with one L? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He only has one L.
I assumed all Phillips were two L's.
I did too. But apparently not Dr. Rivers.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know why that's like that, but I just wanted to point that out. Mm-hmm. He had a press conference today. Now, the Colts are coming to Seattle.
Yes.
They're going to play your Seahawks this weekend.
Now, they have elevated Brett Rippon off the practice squad. As of yet, old Fat Rivers is not. Old Man Rivers is still on the practice squad. So, just for what it's worth.
But you may see him out there slinging.
Yeah, there's video of him out of practice, right?
On Sunday. Well, here's a little bit of what it sounded like when he stepped to the microphone for the first time. And I think the Zoom comment in here, Schultzy? Yeah, that's not in there. Okay. Well, he made a joke about, hey, we're not on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because the last time he was in the league, it was COVID, and they had to do all the Zoom interviews. So here is Philip Rivers returning to Indy.
Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good in 2019. The teammates that I were able to play with, 14 of them are still here. Training room's the same. You know, PR guys are the same. Equipment room's the same. They wanted me. And, you know, I try to keep it as simple as that. And, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing, certainly. I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. I kind of thought that ship had sailed. But something about it excited me, and it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens, and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. And I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it. And I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play and cut it loose with your guys in the game you love to play, and the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. So I really kept it as simple as that in my mind, and here I stand.
So it's a tough game. Physically, you ready for it?
Yeah, we're going to find out that too. I think so. I know it is tough, and I know 5 years is a long time. Believe me, that weighed on me a lot, it being so long. But it also is a game I've played a long time and stayed in. Stayed in over the last 5 years, and I know high school ball is different, but staying involved in the game, and I watched the Colts and the Chargers every Sunday, about every snap, and I watch about every game there is, and I know that's not NFL preparing, playing quarterback. I know that's a far stretch from that, but it's not like I just kind of shut football down and I'm, you know, trying to pick it back up. I've been very into it since I've been gone, but yeah, no, it is a physical game, and it's fast, and dudes are big and fast. Just like they were. So I'm just taking a day at a time. I do feel good. There's something about being back in this building that feels right. I'm just thankful. And shoot, like I said, really just taking it one meeting at a time, one lift at a time, and really embracing it and going after it.
So that's what Phil with one L.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. Someone, I guess we don't have it because it was a long press conference.
But, I have it here.
Oh, you have I like those. Because
he's kind of fat.
He's kind of fat. Like, he was never the skinniest guy in the world, but he...
he looks like he's 44.
He's put on some lbs.
What do you weigh right now?
Right this second?
Okay, so the question is what do you weigh right now?
What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked up the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there, and it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
That's very true, though.
I love that. I ain't never run away from anyone anyway, so they know where I'm at.
Got a lot of friends that are fat.
I love that answer.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how fat he is. He was a statue when he was skinny.
With bad knees. But there is an element of, you have a 44-year-old fat guy that clearly has not been keeping himself in shape. And you're going to ask him to go play this game against one of the nastiest defenses in the NFL? This is borderline elder abuse. If they... And I understand that he's been around and he understands the Steichen offense and all that. But dude, if they ask him to play on like 4 days' notice against this Seahawks defense,
get off my porch.
He may die. He really may die. And then
he's not gonna.
We're all gonna feel bad.
He'll be fine.
But I love it. It's a great story, and
I hope he slings it.
And Philip Rivers, by the way, supposedly is like one of the all time like super great guys. Like, he won't curse. He's like super family oriented, so he's a granddad, for God's sakes.
Okay, so a couple things. Starting quarterbacks older than their head coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
Can you name any?
Like right now or
no,
in history?
All time. Okay. Like, he's like the eighth. One, two, three, four, five. Six. He's the seventh.
I mean, let's go with the old guys that have played, right? So we talked about Favre.
Favre is one of them.
We talked about Rodgers. We talked about DeBerg.
Not Rodgers. Not DeBerg.
Testaverde.
No.
Damn.
No. So you have
Warren Moon.
Because again, they have to have a younger coach.
Yeah, younger coach.
Brett Favre in 2008 was older than Eric Mangini.
Mm.
Joe Flacco in 2024 was older than Shane Steichen. Wade Wilson, back with the Raiders in 1998, was older than John Gruden.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, but neither do I.
Craig Morton of the Broncos was older than Dan Reeves in 1981.
Wait, I miss your Dan Reeves.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charlie Connerly of the 1961 Giants was older than Ali Sherman. Mm. And the 1951 Washington whatevers, Sammy Baugh, was older than Dick Todd.
Okay. Right, great name, by the way.
And now Philip Rivers, much older than
Steichen.
Steichen again. Yeah. How about Steichen being on that list twice?
This is going to be fun. I hope that it's not the Brett Rippon show. I hope it's the Philip Rivers show, but something tells me it will be Brett Rippon, at least this week.
With Steichen being on that list twice, I think that's what you get when you put your chips into Anthony Richardson there, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this goes, again, we talked about this earlier a little bit with the Commanders. I'm telling you, go look at what the Commanders draft picks. They have given away a lot in the Tunsil trade, in the Lattimore trade. They kind of went all in, and they actually have one of the older rosters in the NFL. Debo Samuel and all this, and all, like, their roster is not good. It is bad. And now you have a quarterback that whose whole world was based around like being an athlete and run around, and he got the hell kicked out of him this year. He's been hurt all year. And you look ahead and you're like, by the way, right now, that's the worst defense in the league. Believe it or not, the Cincinnati defense.
Where did we get from Philip Rivers to that.
So this is what I'm saying. Like the Colts this year went from what are we doing to, oh my God, we found something in Daniel Jones, right? And then they were going to go all in, and they traded two first-round picks to go get Sauce Gardner and was like, hey, we're shoving our chips in the middle because we're going to try to, like, microwave this thing. Now, lo and behold, you went from trade deadline, giving up big future assets to try to make a push to win right now to you've got Philip Rivers. Going all in and kind of doing dumb knee-jerk reactions to speed something up, the chances of that working are so, so slim. Whether that's Washington or Indy or Houston did this a couple years ago. And so it's just kind of amazing to think about where we were at when the Colts said, nope, Sauce Gardner can win us a Super Bowl this year. And now we're like, well, fat Philip Rivers, come on down. And then what do you do next year? Because Daniel Jones isn't ready next year either. He's tore his Achilles.
So here's one other stat I saw, which I thought was great. Most receiving yards over the age of 40. Okay, receiving yards.
Okay. Not many receivers have to be.
I mean, Rice has to top the list.
I tell you all the time, don't sign a receiver over the age of 30. It doesn't work out.
Right.
So Jerry Rice won. Tim Brown, maybe?
Nope. Jerry Rice is number one with 2,509 receiving yards over the age of 40.
Boy, that's more than I would have thought.
Number two is Tom Brady. With six.
No, it is not.
Not even kidding.
What?
That's a real stat.
Yes. Number three is Mercedes Lewis with two.
Yeah.
My God.
If Philip Rivers
catches a pass,
and it is over 11 yards, he will be number three on the all-time list of most receiving yards over the age.
You think Philip Rivers knows this and asked to run some sort of Joey Harrington-esque throwback?
And why did I say 11? Because he currently has minus nine receiving yards.
Yeah, ball batted back to him and he catches it. That does happen sometimes.
So he's gonna have to dig out of his hole.
Yeah, I was wondering where that math was coming in. Your math wasn't mathing.
Yeah, Rodgers and Rivers are both minus nine.
Can you imagine running the Philly special with Philip Rivers out there? And also, and I'm not trying to be like mean here, but don't we all know that this ends with a blown Achilles? Like, look at how many Achilles injuries we've seen recently. Doesn't this end with another blown Achilles?
Well, probably, but if he wants to play and they want him, get after it.
To him, it's worth it.
Yes. He doesn't care.
I think it's great. I love the explanation where he's like, dude, it's just one more chance to go out and let it rip with your buddies.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting on the couch and then having that call to be made while you were a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Also this, if you were a Colts fan, and I went to you 5 years ago and told you, in the future, like I got in my time machine, I came back, I said, 5 years from now, you are going to be one of the best teams in football, and we are going to bring a quarterback out of retirement, a former Colt quarterback, to resurrect your season, but it's not Andrew Luck. What are the odds of that?
God, no kidding.
Like, you have Andrew Luck sitting there, and yet, no, you've turned... Now, Andrew Luck's busy running the Stanford Cardinal football program, and we're going to Philip Rivers.
Never thought I'd see this.
Is Curtis Painter not available?
The answer to that is no, he's not.
Remember, he was the bridge quarterback in between Andrew Luck and...
I don't know, man.
Peyton Manning.
We've been doing this a long time, and, you know, it doesn't... It's usually like... It's not every month, but I'm telling you, man... The shocking things that happen that you could never predict happen pretty much every month, every other month.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell? Like, if I told you before the season, I'm like, guess what? Week 15, Philip Rivers is back. You'd be like, Rob, shut up. You're an idiot. Or you're just trying to be funny.
Yeah. No.
No, he's back.
He's back. There's only one way this ends, and that's Philip Rivers wins like three games in a row, right? And gets him into the playoffs and then blows his Achilles, and then Colin Kaepernick comes back. And we bring back Kaepernick to play. Because Kaepernick did tweet. He's like, hey, I'm still available. I'm still around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.